Biden took the lead over Trump overnight in Pennsylvania. Biden has been slowly but surely increasing his margin. He's currently 14,541 votes ahead of Trump. The remaining votes are believed to be from Democratic-leaning areas. A win in Pennsylvania, with its 20 electoral votes, would put Biden over the top to clinch the presidency. Biden's campaign says he plans to speak during primetime this evening, although they haven't said precisely when. Currently, Biden has 253 electoral votes, while Trump has 214. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney addressed the public regarding the ongoing vote count this morning.
The votes will continue to be counted until every valid mail-in ballot, absentee ballot, and provisional ballot is counted. So while some, including the president, continue to spew baseless claims of fraud, claims for which his team has not produced one iota of evidence, what we have seen here in Philadelphia is democracy, pure and simple.
Mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania are largely going to Biden, a reality that's been widely predicted, especially due to Trump's repeated claims to his supporters that voting by mail was a, quote, fraud that would put their votes at risk of not being counted. Trump has not yet made a statement today, though he has been tweeting even more furiously than usual. Many of his tweets are flagged on Twitter due to their violation of Twitter's civic integrity policy. This policy forbids Twitter users from using Twitter for the purpose of manipulating or interfering in elections or other civic processes. One of Trump's latest tweets, from 2:50 p.m. today, says, quote, "Biden should not wrongfully claim the office of president. I could make that claim also. Legal proceedings are just now beginning." All of the clips from Trump's press conference yesterday have also been flagged on Twitter for possible misinformation. On Thursday, he advanced unsupported accusations of voter fraud to falsely argue that his rival was trying to seize power in an extraordinary effort by a sitting American president to sow doubt about the democratic process. Republican Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey spoke on CBS this morning regarding Trump's statements yesterday.
The president's speech last night was very disturbing to me because he made very, very serious allegations without any evidence to support it. Look, there are some irregularities, I'm sure. There were some decisions that were very bad decisions made by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. But to answer your question directly, I am not aware of any significant fraud.
Trump's campaign engaged in a flurry of legal activity, saying it would seek a recount in Wisconsin and had filed lawsuits in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia. But judges in the three states quickly swatted down legal action. A federal judge who was asked to stop the vote counts in Philadelphia instead forced the two sides to reach an agreement without an order over the number of observers allowed.